Hi, welcome to Redeem the Commute. I'm Ryan, your host for the Daily Challenges. Today's Wednesday, the day in our weekly rhythm as a community where we try to make sense of what we read in the Bible yesterday. Yesterday we read the first half of this week's story, the story of three young men in the book of Daniel, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, who refused to bow down to the giant golden statue that a king had set up. Whether it was a statue of himself or a statue of one of his gods, he wanted to make sure everybody in this land he had conquered obeyed and bowed down to that statue whenever there was music played, which was just really over the top. These men, as followers of the God of Israel, Yahweh, simply could not do that without breaking the core commandments of their faith. When they refused, they were thrown into a fiery furnace. And that's where we left off yesterday, with that swift and terrible punishment being exacted upon them. But that wasn't the end of the story. Here's what happened next.
Then King Nebuchadnezzar was astonished, and he rose in haste. He declared to his counselors, "Did we not cast three men bound into the fire?" They answered and said to the king, "True, O king." He answered and said, "But I see four men unbound walking in the midst of the fire, and they are not hurt, and the appearance of the fourth is like the son of the gods." Then Nebuchadnezzar came near to the door of the burning fiery furnace. He declared, "Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, servants of the Most High God, come out and come here." Then Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego came out from the fire, and the satraps, the prefects, the governors, and the king's counselors gathered together and saw that the fire had not had any power over the bodies of those men. The hair on their heads was not singed, their cloaks were not harmed, and no smell of fire had come upon them. Nebuchadnezzar answered and said, "Blessed be the God of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, who has sent his angel and delivered his servants, who trusted in him and set aside the king's command and yielded up their bodies rather than serve and worship any god except their own god. Therefore, I make a decree. Any people, nation, or language that speaks against the God of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego shall be torn limb from limb and their houses laid in ruins. For there is no other god who is able to rescue in this way." Then the king promoted Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego in the province of Babylon.
Well, as you can see, this king was pretty astonished and amazed at what happened. These men didn't die, they survived, and something strange was happening. There were four men in the furnace, not just three. This leads to the king's repentance. And even in his moment of repentance, you can see his personality showing through. As swift and terrible as the punishment was for those who broke his law about bowing down to this golden statue, he wants to exact the same kind of punishments on those now who speak ill of the God of Israel, Yahweh. He says he will tear them limb for limb if they say anything negative about this God who's just shown his incredible power over all the affairs of this world, including King Nebuchadnezzar. This king is humbled. He thought himself to be as powerful as a god. Maybe the statue was of him, we don't know, but it would make sense. He certainly considers himself to be all-powerful, unable to tolerate any dissent. And now he's realized there is someone greater than him who is actually the God of the universe. So why the sudden change of heart? Why did he suddenly decide to tear limb for limb anybody who said something negative about some other god after this whole incident where he was trying to protect a golden god? Well, it wasn't just a change of heart because, you know, these men survived. That was pretty amazing in itself. But it was because of what the king saw. When he looked in that furnace, he didn't see three men that he'd sent to be condemned. He saw a fourth. And this fourth one was no ordinary man, but he said it was like a son of the gods, or a son of God, or depending on the translation, a son of man. All these terms, they might be a little confusing to us, but have you heard them before? If you have, you've probably heard them used to describe Jesus. So this is a story, even in the Old Testament, centuries before Jesus walked the earth in human flesh, that we find God stepping into this world to protect these men from certain death. This story, where just a few men are saved from certain death, is a hint at what's still to come, that centuries later God would walk this earth again in human flesh. He would walk with us and lead all of us who are willing to follow him, through death and into life. That's what Jesus was coming to do, and this story was yet another hint at how God's plan was in motion, progressing every century through the Old Testament towards the entry of Jesus Christ into our world to save us all. That's the incredible truth in this story. That's why this story has this mysterious Son of Man in the furnace with Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. Well, I hope you found that interesting. We'll look at how this applies to us tomorrow, but in the meantime, I've got a question for you to think about and discuss with your group. What do you think we can learn from this story today? What in our world and in our lives makes it hard to trust God in the same way that these men trusted God to lead them through death and into life? We'll have a great discussion. I'll see you tomorrow.